Okay.
How many pages
this
are there?
This is the second set.
How many
of
pages
questions
are there
for William?
How many pages
the
are there?
Technician amateur radio question and answer pool. The first set we did took us about 30 minutes, and
we got six pages.
Well,
though.
Actually, 5 pages because the first page was just preliminary stuff that we didn't read. And
how many
we've
pages
got
are
18
there?
Pages to go. I mean, 18 pages total, and we've done about 5. So we're probably going to have this session and one more, and that will give you approximately a little more than 30-minute things to listen to.
Well, William
and then
enjoy
you will
playing
have,
with Legos.
And then you will have heard the whole question pool along with the correct answer. So here we go. What is the cause of irregular fading of signals from distant stations during times of generally good reception? Random combining of signals arriving via different path lengths. You know, it's like a wave. You can imagine that when you drop a little rock in the water and it goes out.
And
the waves go out. And if there were some that, you know, were coming, going out straight and some of them going around by an alternate route, and it's possible that when they come around and add together at the receiving location, one might be at a trough and the other one at a peak. And when that happens, they cancel out to nothing.
So you could be missing something.
Yeah, so you miss little pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it gets louder or not so loud. Okay, anyway, back to our story here. What is the common effect of, quote, skip reflections between the Earth and the ionosphere? The polarization of the original signal is randomized. What may occur if VHF or UHF data signals propagate over multiple paths? Error rates are likely to increase. Which part of the atmosphere enables the propagation of radio signals around the world?
The ionosphere.
The ionosphere. What is the name for the distance a radio wave travels during one complete cycle?
A wave.
Wavelength.
Oh, yeah.
Wavelength.
But that cycle is up and then down. That is one cycle up and down.
What term describes the number of times per second that an alternating current reverses direction? Frequency. What are the two components of a radio wave? Electric and magnetic fields. How fast does a radio wave travel through free space? At the speed of light. How does the wavelength of a radio wave relate to its frequency? The wavelength gets shorter as the frequency increases. What is the formula for converting frequency to wavelength in meters? Wavelength in meters equals 300 divided by the frequency in megahertz.
Daddy, I have a question for you. Is this in the part where they're talking about all the metric system stuff?
I don't know. We'll find out. What property of radio waves is often used to identify the different frequency bands? The approximate wavelength. What are the frequency limits of the VHF spectrum? 30 to 300 megahertz. What are the frequency limits of the UHF spectrum?
Which stands for ultra-high frequency.
300 to 3,000 megahertz.
Yeah, VHF is very high frequency and HF is high frequency.
What frequency range is referred to as HF?
High frequency.
3 to 30 megahertz. What is the approximate velocity of a radio wave as it travels throughout free space? 300 million meters per second.
Woo, that's fast.
Why are direct, not via repeater, UHF signals rarely heard from stations outside your local coverage area? UHF signals are usually not reflected by the ionosphere. Which of the following might be happening when VHF signals are being received from long distances? Signals are being refracted from a sporadic E layer. What is a characteristic of VHF signals received via auroral reflection?
It's kind of fuzzy.
The signals exhibit rapid fluctuations of signal strength and often sound distorted.
Yeah, have you ever heard that, Daddy?
Which of the following propagation types is most commonly associated with an occasional strong over-the-horizon signals on 10, 6, and 2-meter bands? Sporadic E. What is meant by the term knife-edge propagation? Signals are partially refracted around a solid object exhibiting sharp edges. What mode is responsible for allowing over-the-horizon VHF and UHF communications to ranges of approximately 300 miles on a regular basis? Tropospheric scatter. What band? That means off the weather, off the atmosphere,
so
or troposphere. You got atmosphere, troposphere, ionosphere. Troposphere is lower. It's like the upper weather.
So the weather up in a million.
What band is best suited to communicating via meteor scatter? What band is best suited to communicating via meteor scatter? That's 6 meters.
I have a question. So in meteor scatter, there is you can't hear real, or something that's fuzzy or something.
Well, as a meteor goes by, that's what we call shooting stars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as a meteor goes by, it leaves a trail of ionized gas behind it.
Yep.
And that ionized gas can reflect the 6-meter signals and some other signals.
So why do you want them reflected?
Yeah, so that you can talk to somebody a long way away.
Is it really good to talk on the radio during meteor showers?
Yeah, but they don't last very long. You know how fast a shooting star goes by?
Yep.
So they have computer modes that send the data really fast. Help people use that kind of propagation.
We never went up when we went camping and there was a meteor shower with different colored meteors?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you operate your radio then?
Mm-mm.
Why not? There were meteors everywhere.
Yeah, well, I wasn't set up for that. What causes tropospheric ducting? Temperature inversion in the atmosphere. That means going between two layers. A duct, you know, like a duct in a heating duct. That's where the hot air flows in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what causes tropospheric ducting, temperature inversions in the atmosphere? What is generally the best time for long-distance 10-meter propagation? During daylight hours. What is the radio horizon? The distance at which a radio signal arrives between two points are effectively blocked by the curvature of the Earth. Why do VHF and UHF radio signals usually travel somewhat further than the visual line of sight distance between two stations? The Earth seems less curved to radio waves than to light. Which of the following is true concerning the microphone connectors on amateur transceivers? Some connectors include push-to-talk and voltages for powering the microphone. What could be used in place of a regular speaker to help you copy signals in a noisy area? A set of headphones.
Yeah, they're simple. You go to ask the dollar
for the one. What is a great reason to use a regulated power supply for communications equipment? It prevents voltage fluctuations from reaching sensitive circuits. Where must a filter be installed to reduce harmonic emissions? Between the transmitter and the antenna. What type of filter should be connected to a TV receiver as the first step in trying to prevent RF overload from a nearby 2-meter transmitter? A band reject filter. Which of the following would be connected between a transceiver and computer in a packet radio station? Terminal node controller. What is the computer's sound card used how is the computer's sound card used when conducting digital communications using a computer? The sound card provides audio to the microphone input and converts the received audio to digital form. Which type of conductor is best to use for RF grounding? Flat strap. Which would you use to reduce RF current flowing on the shield of an audio cable? A ferrite choke.
So what's a ferrite choke?
That you've seen these little donut things that I have that I round wires around sometimes?
Mm-mm.
You know, it's a piece of ferrite.
Well, you'll have to show me that.
With wires round around it. Okay. There's many kinds. What is the source of a high-pitched whine that varies with engine speed in a mobile transceiver's receive audio? The alternator. Where should a mobile transceiver's power negative connection be made? At the battery or engine block ground strap? What may happen if a transmitter is operated with the microphone gain set too high? The output signal might become distorted. Which of the following can be used to enter the operating frequency on a modern transceiver? The keypad or VFO knob. What is the purpose of the squelch control on a transceiver? To mute the output noise when no signal is being received. What is a way to enable quick access to a favorite frequency on your transceiver? Store the frequency in a memory channel. Which of the following would reduce ignition interference to a receiver? Turn on the noise blanker.
What's an ignition interference?
Well, when I turn on the car, it makes a lot more noise on the radio. So I turn off on the noise radio. It sounds like... And if you speed up the car, it gets louder. Which of the following controls could be used if the voice pitch of a single sideband signal seems a little too high or low? The receiver, RIT, or clarifier. What does the term RIT mean? Receiver incremental tuning.
What's incremental?
It's a little increment.
What's increment?
It's the distance between two points.
Okay, thank you. Next question.
What is the advantage of having multiple receive bandwidth choices on a multimode transceiver? Permits noise or interference reduction by selecting a bandwidth matching the mode. Which of the following is an appropriate receive filter to select in order to minimize noise and interference for SSB reception? 2400 Hz. Which of the following is an appropriate receive filter to select in order to minimize noise and interference for CW reception? 500 Hz. Which of the following describes the common meaning of the term repeater offset? The difference between the repeater's transmit and receive frequencies. Electric current is measured in which of the following units?
Why do they have that in red?
Amperes.
Why do they have that?
That means we're getting to a new section. This is T5A, Electrical Principles, Current, Voltage, Conductors, Insulators, Alternating Currents. I'm not reading those. electrical power is measured in which of the following units? Watts.
Named after Mr. Watt?
Yep. What is the name for the flow of electrons in an electric circuit? Current. What is the name for a current that flows only in one direction? Direct current. What is the electrical term for the electromotive force, EMF, that causes electron flow? Voltage. How much voltage does a mobile transceiver usually require? About 12 volts. It's made for mobile operation. That means in a car, and car batteries are 12 volts standard.
Mm-hmm. 12-volt battery, like my little cars runs on.
Okay. Which of the following is a good electrical conductor?
Daddy,
copper.
I have a question for you. Mr. Carlin says that a car battery is 13 point something volts. Is that true?
It can be anywhere between, you know, 11 and 14.
They still call it
12 volts. Yeah, they just call it 12 volts. It's never exact. Well, once in a while it's exactly 12 volts, but only for just a little tiny amount of time. Because it's charged and discharged. Okay.
But what's
it's nominally 12 volts.
But what's our car at full charge? Full charge.
Well, it's just like you said, our car battery is not doing as well as it should be. I've been watching it. It gets up to about 12.7 or something. It should get much higher, but it doesn't.
Oh, so you need a new car battery?
Oh, someday. Yeah, someday. It's still working, though. Which of the following is a good electrical insulator? Glass.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they use, like, up at the lookout towers for stairs.
Mm-hmm. What is the name for a current that reverses direction on a regular basis? Alternating current. What term describes the rate at which electrical energy is used? Power. It doesn't have to be electrical energy either. It can be mechanical energy.
What's mechanical energy?
Energy. Well, the difference is whether you're doing mechanical work or electrical work.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanical work is usually motion. Electrical work is what we're talking about here, sending out power on a radio wave. Okay, so back to our thing here. What is the basic unit of electromotive force? The volt. How many milliamperes is 1.5 amperes?
Mama, Daddy, that's the place to stop. What's an ampere?
Okay, an ampere is an amount of electric current. Okay. Now, when it says milli,
yeah,
do you understand what a millimeter is?
Millimeter, yeah.
Okay. How is a millimeter compared to a meter? How many millimeters are there
this
in a meter?
This is the part that I didn't understand that Mr. Carlin wanted to explain.
Okay, well, let's think about it here. How many millimeters are there in a meter?
I don't know.
Milli means 1,000, okay?
So
there are 1,000. There are 1,000 millimeters in a meter, in 1 meter, okay? Anytime you have a milli something, that's 1/1,000th of the whole thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, if I have 1,000 milli something, that gives me one regular unit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1,000 millimeters is 1 meter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this thing it says here, how many milliamperes is 1.5 amperes?
What's an ampere?
It doesn't matter whether it's an ampere or a meter. What's the answer?
I don't know.
Okay. How many, if I ask you, how many millimeters are in 1.5 meters?
1.5 meters? I don't know.
There'll be 1.5.
No. 1,500.
Exactly. Now, if I ask you how many milliamperes there are in 1.5 amperes, how many are there?
There are 1,500.
Yes, 1,500 milliamperes is the answer. So here's the question. How many milliamperes in 1.5 amperes? 1,500 milliamperes.
1,500, that's the answer. Memorize that really well because I need to pass that question on the test.
Yeah, okay, you got it. Now, what is another another way to specify a radio signal frequency of 1,500,000 hertz. Now, you remember kilo? Okay, kilo means 1,000 of these things. So if you went kilometer, how far is a kilometer?
It's like a million.
It's 1,000 meters. You know what a meter is? It's this long, right? And if you take 1,000 of those, that's a kilometer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a kilometer.
A kilometer!
A kilometer is a kilometer, the same thing.
If I'm going 100 miles an hour with a 100 miles an hour and 100 kilometers, about 100 kilometers an hour is about 80 miles an hour, and 100 miles an hour is,
Now, how much is 100 kilometers per hour in meters per hour?
So, meters per hour? I've never heard of meters per hour.
There's how many meters in a kilometer?
There's 1,000 meters in a kilometer.
Okay, so if you go 1,000 kilometers per hour, that's how many meters per hour?
That's faster than any
car. That's 1,000 meters per hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A million meters per hour, right? A thousand thousands a million. Okay, now, here's the question. Is, if you took 15 million, or no, one point, let's see, what did I ask you? What is another way to specify a radio signal frequency of 1,500,000 hertz? Okay, now, what does that mean? You could say it's 1,500,000 hertz,
uh-huh.
Or you could say it's 1.5 megahertz. Mega means million. It means million. It's the same thing. So I could say 1.5 megahertz, or I could say 1,500,000 hertz. Now, I could also say 1,500 watts.
1,500 meters.
No, kilohertz.
Yeah, kilo.
Kilo means thousand,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. No, meter means thousand.
No,
meter
is the unit. There are these prefixes. We're talking about prefixes. It doesn't matter what the unit is.
Thousand.
Okay, we're talking about prefixes. Whether you're in meters or amperes or hertz or any other thing at the end, it's the front thing that we're talking
about.
Farad is a unit of capacitance. We're not talking about the unit. It doesn't matter whether it's meters or any other thing. I'm just using meters because it's something you understand, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
So it's the thing in front.
Sure.
The thing in front is the thing that tells you how many you have them, how big a unit you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you say it's mega, mega means million.
Yep.
So if a megameter is a million meters. A kilometer is 1,000 meters.
But Daddy,
a meter is 1 meter.
Millimeter is 1,000 meters.
A millimeter is 1/1,000th of a meter.
Uh-huh.
That's a tiny portion of a meter. One
but
over 1,000. No, there's 1,000 millimeters in 1 meter.
Oh,
it's 1/1,000th. That means if I cut the meter into 1,000 pieces,
you'd have a millimeter.
I'd have a millimeter. Each one of those
How
pieces
is a millimeter?
Equal. Oh, it's about this big. It's very small.
Is any bugs a millimeter long?
Yeah, probably.
Any mammals?
I don't know. I doubt it. Okay, now, so then there's milla. Okay, so there's all these prefixes. There's mega. Mega is million. Kilo is thousand. No prefix is just the unit.
What's
and then
is?
and then they have milla is 1/1,000, micro is 1/1,000,000.
How big is a micrometer?
1/1,000,000th of a meter.
Can
so if I
hand?
Can't show you, it's so small I couldn't possibly make my hand go the right distance. Okay.
Mm.
It's a millimeter. If you took a millimeter and chopped it into 1,000 equal pieces. So good luck, right? Okay, so that's a micrometer, okay, and so these prefixes, the thing in front of the unit, each one of those you need to understand how they work, okay? So let's go on here and see if we can understand the rest of these. What is one way to specify a radio signal frequency of 1,500,000 hertz? and it says 1,500 kilohertz.
Kilohertz.
Is that correct? Okay.
Kilohertz.
1,500 kilohertz or 1.5 megahertz or 1,500...
kilometers.
I mean, 1.5 million hertz. Okay. What or how many volts are equal to 1 kilovolt? Can you get that one?
Mm-hmm.
How many volts are equal to 1 kilovolt?
Kilovolt would be a... you can answer it. You read.
A kilo something is 1,000 of that thing, so it's 1,000 volts. A kilovolt is 1,000 volts.
Okay, you're supposed to read the answer.
How many volts are equal to 1 microvolt?
What's a microvolt?
Remember I said micro
oh,
went
yeah.
1 millionth.
Yeah, 1 millionth.
1 millionth of a volt.
Yeah.
Which of the following is equivalent to 500 milliwatts? Well, 500 milliwatts
okay,
is 500.
Like
right, so that's 500 1,000th of a watt. So it's 500 divided by 1,000, which is 1/2 watt, 0.5 watt. Okay?
Daddy, wasn't Mr. Watt the guy who helped Alexander Graham Bell?
That's a different Watt, I think. That was Isaac Watson.
Yeah.
Okay, if an ammeter calibrated in amperes, an ammeter measures amperes.
Okay.
It measures current. Current, electric current. If an ammeter calibrated in amperes is used to measure a 300 milliampere circuit, what current reading would it show? Well, 300 milliamperes, or it said 3,000 milliamperes, I'm sorry. If an ammeter calibrated in amperes is used to measure a 3,000 milliampere circuit, what rating would it show? And it's 3 amperes. 3,000 milli. See, 3,000 milli is what? That's 1,000. Okay. So I got 3,000. What would 3,000 millimeters be? That would be 3 meters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's where you're getting this 3 amperes. Okay. If a frequency readout calibrated in megahertz shows a reading of 3.525 megahertz, what would it show if it were calibrated in kilohertz? And what you do is you move the decimal to the right three places because this is, we're going from mega to kilo, right? Mega is million and go to kilo, you have to... There's 1,000 kilo and 1,000,000, so you have to multiply by 1,000. That moves the decimal place three places to the right, and it comes out 3,525 kilohertz.
Mm-hmm.
How many microfarads are in 1,000,000 picofarads? Well, we didn't talk about pico. Pico is 10 to the minus 12.
What is that?
That means a decimal point with 12 zeros and then a 1, okay? 10 to the minus 12. And 10 to the minus 12 is a pico, okay? So I've got 1,000,000 picofarads, so that would be 1 microfarad. 1,000,000 picofarads is 1 microfarad. What is the approximate amount of charge measured in decibels of a power increase from 5 watts to 10 watts. And that doubled, 5 to 10, and doubling is 3 dB. So 3 decibels is the answer. Going from 5 to 10 watts is 3 dB.
Mm-hmm.
What is the approximate amount of change measured in decibels of a power increase from 12 to 3 watts? 12 watts to 3 watts. No, in power decrease. What is the approximate amount of change measured in power decrease from 12 to 3 watts? And you went down by 12 to 3 is a factor of 4. 4 is 2 times 2, so that's 3 plus 3, and that's 6. So 6 decibels is the answer. What is the approximate amount of change measured in decibels of a power increase from 20 watts to 200 watts?
What's Ooh.
And you went up by a factor of 10, and so that's 10 decibels. Okay, what is the ability to store energy in an electric field called? Capacitance. The ability to store energy in an electric field is called capacitance. What is the basic unit of capacitance? The farad. What is the ability to store energy in a magnetic field called? Inductance. What is the basic unit of inductance? The Henry. What is the unit of frequency? A hertz. It's really the cycle per second, but they wanted to honor hertz, so they called the cycle per second a hertz. What is the abbreviation that refers to radio frequency signals of all types? RF.
Who was Mr. Hertz?
He was a guy who discovered electromagnetic waves.
Was he famous?
Yep. What is the usual name for electromagnetic waves that travel through space? Radio waves. What is the formula used to calculate electrical power in a DC circuit? Power, P, equals voltage, E, multiplied by current, I. Power equals voltage times current.
Power equals voltage times current.
What, or how much power is being used in a circuit when the applied voltage is 13.8 volts DC and the current is 10 amperes?
What's an ampere?
That's the current. That's the unit for current. Ampere was another famous person. So, how would you do that? Power equals voltage times current.
What did he do to be so famous?
He made some discoveries about electricity. Now, how do you figure out this question? How much power is being used in a circuit when the applied voltage is 13.8 volts DC and the current is 10 amperes? Remember?
138 watts.
Right, and you got that by taking 13.8 times 10.
No, I didn't. I read the answer.
I know, but how are you going to get it when the answer isn't there? That's the question.
The answer is going to be on the page.
No, there will be four answers on the page or five answers, and only one of them will be correct.
Yeah, and I'll see that one that's correct. I'll memorize it.
Yeah, no, that's not the way to do it. Oh. Remember, voltage times current. 13.8 times 10, it's easy. When you multiply something by 10, it takes and just moves the decimal point over one. So you get 138. See, 138. That's just moving the decimal point over by one.
That's very interesting. Let's go to the next
question. Very good.
Now, go like this. Dunk, 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 dunk. Okay?
How much power is being used in a circuit when the applied voltage is 12 volts DC and the current is 2.5 amperes?
30 watts.
Yeah. Now, how are you going to do that? On this thing, what you need to do is run and get a calculator right now. Go get a calculator. Ask Mom, or Aria has one. Yes, you can use a calculator on the exam. So go get one. One that you know how to run. Bring it in here. Go get one. You're taking a long time. Quit looking at eBay and start looking for a calculator. Can he borrow your calculator?
Okay, what do I do?
Okay, now what does it say? Power equals what?
Power equals what?
You had to learn that for a previous question. It was voltage times current. So turn that on. There's the on button, right?
Yep.
Now, here's what the question says. How much power is being used when in a circuit when the applied voltage is 12 volts and the current is 2.5 amperes? So you take 12, you type 1, 2, and you multiply the
2.5
power
amperes.
Times 2.5, and then you say equal. See, it says 30, and the answer is 30 watts. Okay?
But it could have 30 amperes on there, too.
It might, but remember, the unit for power is watts.
But it has amperes there, too.
2.5 amperes. You don't multiply amperes by something else to get amperes. It's voltage times amperes gives you...
watts.
Gives you watts, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. How many amperes are flowing in a circuit when the applied voltage is 12 volts and the load is 120 watts?
10 amperes.
Yeah, exactly, but you just got that by reading that. How do we get that? By really understanding it. See, the watts is 120 watts, and that's equal to the voltage times the current, right? And it said 120 watts is equal to, watts is equal to 12 volts, right? Times what? 12 times what gives 120?
Don't ask me, I'm not calculating.
12 times what? So here's what you do. To figure out, you take 120.
I don't like algebra,
and
Daddy.
This is not algebra, this is arithmetic.
Okay.
120.
Times.
And you divide it by 12, because you want to know how many 12s there are in 120, right?
Yeah,
divide
but you said
by
times
1 to
what?
I said times what?
That's
which is
algebra.
Divided by what? Okay.
Oh.
Equals 10.
Cool. Okay.
So you got that? You want to know there's 120 watts, right? And that's made of 12 somethings. And what are those somethings? And they're 10.
If they had 10 watts on it, test side.
No, don't put 10 watts. Remember, you've got watts, and they're asking you how many amperes. Amperes, and it won't say, it won't ask you how many amperes and then give you an answer in watts, right? If it says how many amperes, the answer better be amperes. Okay? So, well, let's go on to the next one. Ohm's law, remember, Vermont equals Rhode Island. That means voltage equals resistance times current. Okay?
Vermont equals Rhode Island.
Or that means current equals voltage divided by resistance. Or resistance equals voltage divided by current. Okay?
Okay, very interesting.
Okay.
Next question.
What formula is used to calculate current in a circuit? Current I equals...
voltage E divided by resistance R.
Okay. They use E for instead of V. Okay, so E equals I times R, or I equals E over R. Okay. What formula is used to calculate voltage in a circuit? Voltage E equals current I multiplied by resistance R. What formula is used to calculate resistance in a circuit? Resistance R equals voltage E divided by current I. What is the resistance of a circuit in which a current of 3 amperes flows through a resistor connected to 90 volts? So we know what the voltage is and we know what the current is. So we want to find the resistance. So we take voltage divided by current. What is the voltage?
The voltage is 90 volts.
Okay, plug that in.
90.
Okay, that's the voltage. And 3 amperes, so you need to divide by 3.
The answer is 30 ohms.
I know, but you haven't figured it out on your calculator yet. Do you know how to do it on the calculator?
Yeah, definitely.
90 divided by 3 equals...
30.
Okay. What is the resistance in a circuit for which the applied voltage is 12 volts and the current is 1.5 amperes?
8 ohms.
That's 12 divided by 1.5.
Okay, I understand this. Let's go.
What is the resistance of a circuit that draws 4 amperes from a 12-volt source?
3 ohms.
So you take voltage, 12 volts, divided by amperes. 4 amperes, 12 divided by 4 equals 3.
Okay, next.
And units of resistance or ohms.
Yeah, I understand.
What is the current flow in a circuit with an applied voltage of 120 volts and a resistance of 80 ohms?
1.5 amperes.
Right, 120 volts divided by 80.
And I understand this one.
Okay. What is the current flowing across a 100-ohm resistor connected across 200 volts?
Two amperes.
200 volts divided by 100 ohms equals 2 amperes.
I understand that.
What is the current flowing through a 24-ohm resistor connected across 240 volts?
10 amperes.
240 divided by 24 is 10 amperes.
10 amperes, I mean, yeah, 10 amperes.
What is the voltage across a 2-ohm resistor if a current flowing current of 0.5 amperes flows through it?
1 volt.
So 0.5 amperes times 2 ohms gives you 1 volt. 0.5 times 2 is 1.
That's a great explanation.
What is the voltage across a 10-ohm resistor if a current of 1 ampere flows through it?
10 volts.
Yeah, 1 ampere times 10 ohms.
Okay, we're almost up for ready for
what is the voltage across a 10-ohm resistor if the current of a 2 amperes flows through it?
20 volts, and I understand that one.
What electrical component is used to oppose the flow of current in a DC circuit?
Resistor.
What type of component is often used as an adjustable volume control? Potentiometer. What electrical parameter is controlled by a potentiometer?
Resistance.
What electrical component stores energy and electric field?
A capacitor.
What type of electrical component consists of two or more conductive surfaces separated by an insulator?
A capacitor.
What type of electrical component stores energy in a magnetic field?
Inductor, right.
What is an electrical component is usually composed of a coil of wire?
Inductor.
What electrical component is used to connect or disconnect electrical circuits?
The switch.
What electrical component is used to provide other circuit component or prevent other circuit or protect other circuit components from current overloads?
A fuse.
You know, that's why they're blown in the car. We have to fix them every, or replace them every so often because they blew up instead of something else more important.
Like what?
Like the taillights. Actually, the taillights probably caused the fuse to blow. But it's better that the fuse blow than burn up all the wire between the taillights and the battery.
Oh, by the way, Daddy, we ruined your taillights.
Yeah.
Get
what is the normal voltage of a fully charged nickel-cadmium cell?
1.2 volts.
Correct.
I had to find that one quick.
Which battery type is not rechargeable?
Carbon zinc.
Which class of electronic components is capable of using a voltage or current signal to control current flow? Transistors.
It's time for a break now.
No, it's not time for a
break.
We've got to go. We did 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we've got to do 2 more.
Why?
Because we need to have 1/3 of this done. There'll be 8 pages left if we stop here for the last one.
Oh.
We only did 4 this time.
So there's 28 pages or something?
No, there's 18.
Ten plus eight is eighteen. Yeah, sorry.
What electronic component allows current to flow in only one direction? A diode.
At the end of this one.
Which of the components can be used as an electronic switch or amplifier? A transistor.
Like a transistor radio!
Which of these components is made of 3 layers of semiconductor material? A bipolar junction transistor. Which Which of the following electronic components can amplify signals? A transistor.
What are the other ones?
I have is the correct answer.
Aww.
How is the semiconductor diode's cathode lead usually identified? With a stripe. What does the abbreviation LED stand for?
I don't know.
Light emitting diode.
Oh, yeah, light emitting diode.
What does the abbreviation FET stand for?
I have no idea.
Field effect transistor.
Thanks, that was great.
What are the names of the two electrodes of a diode? The anode and the cathode. Cathode is the current flows from the anode to the cathode.
The anode
is the more positive end. The cathode is the more negative end.
So you don't like cathodes and you love anodes.
What semiconductor component has an emitter electrode? A bipolar transistor. What semiconductor component has a gate electrode? A field effect transistor. What is the term that describes a transistor's ability to amplify a signal? Gain. What is the name for standardized representations of components in an electrical wiring diagram? Schematic symbols. What is the component 1 in figure T1? Now you have to look at this thing. It's called a resistor, and in figure T1 there's a component that looks like a crooked path. It goes, let's go look at this thing and see if we can find it. I guess it's down at the end of the thing. You're going to have to look at this and memorize this. This is not something we can put on the MP3. See this thing right here? T2 number 7 is a resistor. T1 number 1 is a resistor. See that?
Mm-hmm.
This is a bipolar junction transistor.
That's an antenna. Oh, it even says it. Wow.
Okay, watch it. This number 3 thing here in T1 is a light emitting diode.
Okay.
In T1 number 4
is a
battery.
It's a light emitting diode of LED.
No, number 3, I'm sorry, is not a light emitting diode. It's a little bulb, incandescent bulb.
Daddy, is a light emitting diode an LED?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Okay, and we're looking at T2 now. And T2 number 1 is a plug that you would plug into the wall. Number 2 is a fuse. Number 3 is a switch. Number 4, it consists of these little coil kind of things on either side, and the two lines in the middle. That represents a transformer. The two lines represent the core, and the coil on the left represents the primary coil. Coil on the right represents the secondary coil of the transformer. Number 5 is a diode. See this line right here on the diode, the little line right here, the arrow pointing into the line? The line is it represents the same line they draw on the cathode side of the diode. So the cathode side of the diode is on the right, and the anode side is back here on the left of number 5. And number 6 is a capacitor. You can see it looks like, remember they said a capacitor was made up of two parallel plates? Here's one plate, here's the other plate, and there's air in between. I can show you a capacitor. You probably saw one. Steve had one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here is a resistor
again. Can you
blow
a capacitor for me?
Nope.
Aww.
And here is another diode, but this diode has little arrows pointing out from the side, so that means this is a light-emitting diode. Okay?
So that's an LED.
Yep. And this resistor here in number 9 is a special kind of resistor. Has a little arrow pointing to it. And whenever you see an arrow in a schematic symbol, it means it's adjustable. And this is called a potentiometer. It's an adjustable resistor.
Mr. Carlin talked about those.
And this number 10 is also a diode. It looks like the other diode, but it has these little doohickeys wings hanging off up and down on the bar. And it's called a Zener diode. Now let's look at figure T3. Figure T3 has number 2 is a capacitor, number 3 is a variable inductor, the little arrow means it's variable, and number 4 is an antenna. And 2, by the way, is a variable capacitor because it has an aerial through it. Let's look at number T4. T4 is a diagram of a Morse code transmitter, it looks like. And we have box number 1, which they're probably asking about. Box number 1 driving a driver and a power amplifier and the antenna. And the telegraph key turns on the power amplifier and the driver. And this number 1 would be an oscillator. And there's the power amplifier is driving the antenna. Okay, now we have...
there's that many?
There's lots of ones here.
Figure T6
is a receiver. We have an antenna, goes into a mixer, oscillator goes into the mixer. There's an intermediate frequency amplifier. Box number 1 here is called the product detector. It's also a kind of a mixer. And then there's an audio amplifier and goes to the speaker. And then T7 here. T7 is a radio. Let's see, what is T7?
That's an antenna.
Looks like a receiver. It's a super heterodyne receiver.
That's an antenna!
Yeah, it starts out, the antenna goes into the receiver. The radio frequency amplifier is the first stage, then the mixer and the oscillator, and then the wide filter, an intermediate frequency filter, a limiter. Looks like it's set up for receiving FM because there's a limiter here. And then there's this block 1, which is probably going to be the demodulator for FM, and then audio amplifier going out to the speaker. Okay, so we need to go back and finish this question. We were on page 10. Okay, so we basically did the next few questions there. You'll have to look at the thing. So you have to look at the diagram. What do the symbols on an electrical circuit schematic diagram represent? Electrical component.
Wait, we're done with this section. Can we please take a break?
Yes. Okay. Which of the following is accurately represented in electrical circuit schematic diagrams, the way components are interconnected? Which of the following devices or circuits changes an alternating current into a varying direct current signal, a rectifier? What best describes a relay, a switch controlled by an electromagnet? What type of switch is represented by item 3 in figure T2? And that's a single pole, single throw switch. Which of the following can be used to display signal strength on a numerical scale, a meter? What type of circuit controls the amount of voltage from a power supply? A regulator. What component is currently used to change 120 volt AC house current to a lower AC voltage for other uses? A transformer. Which of the following is commonly used as a visual indicator? An LED. Which of the following is used together with an inductor to make a tuned circuit? A capacitor. What is the name of a device that combines several semiconductors and other components into one package? An integrated circuit. I guess we can stop right there.